opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Matt Man and Nine, the Rise. Oh, shit. I'm not doing a promo. All right, we're going to start.
Let's leave it in. It's funny.
You want me? I don't care. No, we're not doing a promo. We're doing
a podcast.
We are doing a podcast. It's After Hours with the Rise guys. Clearly.
Here it is.
I'm Matt Man. He's Nine.
It's two and a half hours after hours with the Rise guys right now.
Let me tell you something. I got an idea, and but I'm not going to like say yes, let's do this now. But for maybe the next episode, or you know, here in the next couple, maybe I thought it would be a great idea. To interview each other.
That's a great idea, yeah.
That, right? Like, we're just, and they won't be like loaded questions or like, you know, stuff to embarrass you or whatever. It's just, and I don't necessarily have any starting point with it. I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, I think it's a fun idea. Yeah, that might need a little bit of thought beforehand.
Oh, yes.
We can do that. That'll be real fun. Let's do those next week.
Okay. And then we also got to,
or this week, depending on when we post this one.
Take our comeuppance about not reviewing WrestleMania, even though we did a podcast previewing it and promising the other.
Yeah, then I got really sick. So we didn't do one last week because I got really sick on Tuesday afternoon and stayed that way till Friday evening.
Oh, yes. I'm not laughing at that. I just farted, and I'm surprised you didn't hear it.
I thought I heard something.
Okay, well.
I think I did. Y'all go back. Y'all hit the rewind button real quick and see if you hear it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. So, I mean, it's going to be hard now to, like, have that same passion for it.
Or the interest level, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, for people listening, their interest level's way down from where it would have been the day after.
Yeah. Just in general, I like, you know, this... Okay, explain this to me then. So the big going around, because I like last night, well, I'm not going to say what, I would have already seen it by the time this airs here. But so, like, so far, I haven't seen all the wrestling from this week. Mm-hmm. But what has been the big change? Did something change with congressional law or this, that, or the other about? They're not saying sports entertainment anymore. They're saying professional wrestling again.
They got the rid reason, of it.
Yeah, but that was clearly to cut. So they're just going to pay the taxes as being a sports asset now?
No. Vince didn't do that to avoid taxes. He just did it because he hated wrestling.
I thought that they, when you're having a wrestling event, you had to have the athletic commission present. And in New York and New Jersey, it's insanely, because it probably has ties to the MAFIA, where the fees are like crazy. And I thought that was a way to get back at them saying, well, it's not wrestling anymore. It's sports entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, that might have played a part in it, but it was never as much because, like, I don't think the South Carolina Commission cares when they come here at all. Or like, even back when WCW came here, they didn't care then. Those guys didn't have to pay a license fee to come in here and work in an arena on TV. That's just, you know, for National Guard armories.
And when I got my wrestling license, I really did. I had to have one just to mm-hmm. – it was told you had to have one.
You have to.
I was so proud of that damn thing. I brought it home. I put it in a baseball card top loader. Like I was like, man, I got a wrestling license now. Oh Lord.
But yeah, they really want to be
for sale.
Everybody wants to be pro wrestling except Vince McMahon and his old production guy Kevin Dunn didn't want to be pro wrestling, but everybody else wants to be professional wrestling.
Yeah. It's been my lack of not watching it or being up to date with it is not like a lack of interest. It's more of just I'll put it on and maybe fall asleep. And that's,
I do again, that often.
It's not the interest level. It's just, I put it on when I finally,
yeah,
or whatever. And you know,
bing yeah, bong. I put it on and fall asleep because it's late, yeah. Or I watch it live and fall asleep every time because it's late.
What's your big like takeaway ever since? Like everybody knew that, you know, The Rock was going to leave shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the big takeaway is sucks for Rhea Ripley. You know, she's out, going to be out for what, 6 months?
Yeah, she's going to be out for a while. That sucks. Just
killing it. I mean, just, and then, you know,
it sucks.
I mean, it really does. She's incredible. I look at my change of heart in women's wrestling where I went from and it wasn't a misogynist kind of way, but I can work these hands. No, it came from a way of like, I don't want to see women get hurt. And even though I know it's wrestling, I still mm-hmm. didn't want to see any women get hurt. But it's charisma. It's, I don't know what it is. I just really enjoy I don't know. It just changed. I mean, it's not, she's not your typical. If I'd said that about Tiffany Stratton, Tiffy Time, then you'd say, oh, it's for her titties. But
I don't see how they don't fall out, man. I don't know what kind of magic keeps them things from falling out. But I just had the thought. I never had the thought before ever when you said you don't want to see any women get hurt, that they can give birth, but they can't take a bump.
Well, that's part of the life cycle.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if you can have a baby, you can take a bump just fine, I imagine.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But that's all I was saying is that. Well, they have babies. They can have cage matches all they want to. They give them birth. They can do whatever in a wrestling ring.
Well, part of
they'll
that
be
too
fine.
Is, you know, the women wrestling that they did show, you know, especially early on in wrestling, the women could not wrestle.
It was not good.
They were just. Oh, she's good looking. Put her out. Even up until we were talking about the other day, like with Sable, not a good wrestler at all.
So what got Fabulous Moolah in the ring for 60 years then? Because it wasn't ever her looks.
No, I think she was, you know, there's a lot of allegings. What is the word?
Oh, yeah. Not something.
Whatever that word is. A lot of bad things said about her post-mortem.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But then it did become just all about TNA there for a while.
Yeah,
the wrestling company.
No, absolutely not. Never has been all about them.
No.
So yeah, what's your like most? I'll tell you though, before we like sit here and suck off WWE, I'll say about AEW. I talking about women wrestling. I love the Toni Storm gimmick.
That's really good.
I love it. I think it's Luther even. A guy who, you know, I guess.
A guy who only had a job because Chris Jericho wanted him to get a job.
True, but also, yeah. But he was a name in Japan and whatnot. That guy has taken this role so seriously. He's so svelte. Ever how you say that word? Svelte.
He's doing his Ralphus bit, and it's great.
It's fantastic.
He's doing good.
The gray black and white screen is just really, really good. For those of you who don't know wrestling, she had an injury. She thinks she's a 1940s Hollywood starlet actress. And she dresses like Marilyn Monroe. And it's just, it's fantastic. She says words wrong, like dynamite, diamante.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
great.
It's fun. It's one of the better things. It's the best thing they got going by far.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, and I like the looks of her legs, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. But
Yeah, we shy away from that now, don't we? Not us, but like complimenting a woman's looks.
No, it's, she has nice legs.
It's weird though, in, you know, in common world now. Like I'll give you a great example of that. We'll get back on wrestling, but we had that big meeting we had to go to the other day, whatever day it was, and one of the ladies in there had on, you know, I'm a fan of high heels, not myself wearing them.
Oh, but, I thought that's what you meant.
But women wearing them. And I saw, and I wanted to say, man, I love your shoes. But I was like, nope, it's work. And also, you know, it is what it is. But back in the day, I feel like you could.
What if like Mark Hendricks had shown up, walked up in the meeting wearing like Air Penny 2s? You'd have complimented those.
Well, you complimented my blue jeans the other day.
I did. Which, they were very blue.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't buy them all ripped to shit and pay extra for them. Yeah. I do that after.
I do that myself.
That's my last cuss word of this one, I promise.
Oh, okay.
Got a little loose with it.
That's fun.
But so, back to wrestling though. Any particular angle, anything got your attention more than others, or you just like the? We've talked about how the camera shots have been.
Oh yeah, production's looking great for WWE right now. Man, the thing that I keep thinking about from it is, I keep going back to all these guys that you would have in conversations about who's the greatest of all time.
Right.
They keep saying Roman Reigns is the greatest of all time. They all do.
Well, they say. But then the other comparison, I know. I think I know where you're going with this. The other comparison is
your mic's breaking up. By the way,
it's breaking up.
Yeah, it's getting kind of digitized. You sound like kind of like Optimus Prime.
What about now? Is this better?
No, it's still breaking up a little bit.
Oh, good gosh. This happened last time. I'm sitting in this not moved.
Yeah, you're going to need a better microphone. Try to jiggle the wire like you did last time.
How about now? I'll keep testing one, that's, two.
Oh, you were good, then you're out. Try now.
Now? Hey.
All right, good now.
All right, nothing's being touched. So, the train of thought there was what?
About all the guys you would consider the greatest are all saying Roman Reigns. Oh, yeah.
So, John Cena, not a good, I mean, tell a story, fine. He overacts, over dramatic, like making Hulk Hogan look like he's a thespian. I mean, but I not a good, far. Huh?
I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
Hogan
he overacts like, yeah. Like his reaction of looking at the crowd dumbfounded when they start chanting his name, that dumb stuff. Uh-huh. But he's not the greatest of all time. And I don't want this to lead to our Ric Flair versus Bret Hart thing, but it, you know, then it turns to the best in the world.
Well, when they talk about Roman Reigns, they're talking about the greatest professional wrestler of all time. They're not talking about the best worker. They're talking about the best pro wrestler of all time.
Right.
And that's where, like, you know, I love watching Bret Hart work, but he's not the greatest of all time unless you're talking about in the ring, then he is. But overall, he is not.
But so, which part does Roman lack in that to be?
I don't think he lacks any of it. He's really high on the list. So you agree with it? Oh, he's really high on the list. Like, he's got it all, and he does it all, and he's good at all of it.
Gosh, man.
But he was also used well. Like, he didn't show up every week, so when he did show up, it felt special. It felt big.
Yeah. Man, I don't share that at all. I think he was right place, right time. He also, like, you know, people say what they want to about Austin or even, God forbid, Punk about just – but he went against their protocol during COVID. And it's like, well, I'm not coming to work anymore.
Yeah, and he got rewarded for it.
I know.
Handsomely for, like, 4 years. But I mean, you can say he's right place, right time, but there wasn't another guy who could have took it and did with it what he did with it. So he was the right place to get the chance, but what he did with it, they didn't have anybody else who could have done that with it.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, when people talk about how long he stayed champion, that's not his decision in any way. That's just a seal of approval from the company saying, hey, there's nobody better right now that we feel we can market better than you.
Yeah, and it stayed that way for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, it stayed that way for 4 years. There was never a time in that 4 years they should have taken it away from him.
Yeah, I just can't, in my mind, think of him as, like, even top 10. And I'm not like mentally prepared to tell you the other nine, but I don't know. I don't look at him in that way at all. He's good.
But that's, I'm trying to shift my mind away from the way it wants to think, because the way my mind wants to think is
homosexual.
There will never be, well, I'm talking about in this, there will never be anybody ever considered the greatest ever again. Never. We won't allow anybody new to be as good as the old ones. Our culture won't, our society won't allow it, neither will, and we won't either. And I don't want to myself, but I'm trying to open my mind to it that some of these people doing this stuff now are probably better than the ones doing it in the past. But we won't allow that to be true, even though it is.
That's the impact to the sport or the industry, as you know, some want to call it, is I look at the people who took it and put it on a national, international map versus the ones who already had that platform.
Yeah. But if you look at it like in that, like you can't, you know, they had extreme, like way more globalization when Roman Reigns was the top guy. And they signed the $1 billion contracts for TV deals and streaming rights when Roman Reigns was the top guy. So they did all that when he was the top guy.
And I guess that's also without Ari, though. Like, do you get a guy coming in like
opening day? At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
God, why can I not think of his last name right now? Manuel.
Yeah.
Where he's like all those deals. Am I saying the name right? R.A. Manuel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but you don't have nothing without what you got on front and center on the screen, though. And we know that damn well.
Now, do you think that this is a good question here? Obviously, like there's WWE, then owned by TKO, who owns UFC. So when it comes to their booking plans, let's say, you know, who they're going to put the next belt on. Because like Damian Priest isn't going to hold that title long. I don't think
that one he can hold for a little bit, but not too long. No.
Well, yeah. So
it's the secondary belt.
Do you think they have to go to TKO and say, "Hey, look, here's our 16-month plan, 24-month plan. What we're going to do with the belt?" Or do you think they just put them out and say, "Do your stuff and make some money"?
One thing everybody says about Ari is that he really likes to put people in roles and let them do their jobs. Oh, like he wants to put you in a role. And let you do your job, and then you be good at your job. I don't know. I don't get it. It'd be nice though. But yeah. He likes. So I don't think it's like that. And even within WWE, I mean, it could potentially be a thing where we got to take this to the board. And then it just basically is like the old NWA title.
Oh yeah,
where we got to get the approval of the voting board members of the NWA to put the belt on Wildfire Tommy Rich for 3 days or whatever. God.
Oh man. that's a man I've never met before.
Me neither, man.
All these big things we've been involved with and went to and all this stuff. Never been there at the same time. No, but I've been around Ricky Morton half a dozen times, so that's probably pretty much the same thing.
Way
same
better
experience.
Way better.
Well, yeah, I'm not downing either one of them. I'm just saying, you know, they seem to be two peas in a pod.
Yeah, they do, and they are.
Yeah.
Very, very similar gentlemen.
Okay, let me ask you this. So I thought this might be somewhere you're going to go. You know why wrestling is great for storytelling?
Oh, yeah. Tell me that. I got something I'll throw at you in a minute, too.
We've seen it so many times before. And matter of fact, one of the greatest examples is John Cena. Mm-hmm. I'm over Cody, man. I'm over it.
See, that's people are going to do that. I'm not. I think give him a shot. It ain't been but 2 weeks. No.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, I'm not saying take the belt off of him. I'm saying that goody two shoes, whatever, that grinds me after a mm-hmm. while. You've got I don't know. I need a little more attitude. I don't need all the well wishings and all. I don't need all that. I need him to. I don't know. Is that what Dusty would do? Yeah, but you ain't Dusty.
Yeah, but I mean, it's nice to have the return of baby faces to wrestling after 30 years without none.
Yeah, but that I'm gonna tell you.
Then you get in a situation like AEW, who's a heel, who's a baby face? They cheer for everybody. It don't matter. It should matter.
You know what I think happens?
Something has to matter still in this world. The heels and baby faces can still matter. I sound like Ricky Morton now.
He called me a blank blanker. He called me a mother blanker.
Yep.
Do you think that Tony Khan has like a monthly notebook and he writes down all these things and then loses it at the end of the month, every damn month?
There's
no consistency at all, dude.
No, if he was making notes, he'd remember some of them.
Like, remember,
even if he made notes and lost the book, he'd remember some of them.
The thing with FTR, like, you know, they broke into Scott Dawson's house and or talks of kidnapping his family and all this, and then they had that one match, and they're like, all right, that's what one of the love hate things about wrestling to me is that you
the way they love to break into people's houses.
Well, they take something other than fighting for a title belt, which they should get more talking about cash values. Like, you know, if you're sitting there putting your body at risk just for the bragging rights, you're kind of stupid.
Like, yeah, like Dusty Rhodes always put over how the guy who wins makes more money.
Yes. Or they'd say the winner gets $50,000 or
he's
promotional. They don't say that anymore. But no. I think that God, where was I going on that? The thing that it was grinding. Well, it's the thing with Cody, but what I would love to see really more than anything is to see Dustin back in WWE before he leaves or before he retires or whatever. I'd love to see, but not as I mean, at least maybe one more little gold dust match, but I would have like, oh man, I would love it. I want to, if anyone within the sounds of my voice right now has any in with Dustin Runnels, aka Goldust, aka The Natural, I'd love to interview the guy. I really would.
It'd be great if he'd do one with us.
I've never been same place, same time with that guy. Or
never,
whatever.
Man. Never met Dustin. Met Dusty, met Cody, never met Dustin.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Met Brandy?
Maybe one day. But yeah, I mean, he grew up around Charlotte, went to high school in Charlotte, played ball up there. Maybe somebody listening might know him.
That'd be wonderful.
From way back when. But
send him to me in a box. Like Nine got his. I'm going to start asking for stuff on the radio. You got a great gift at work the other day.
Yeah, I got the Batman glass. Now I have two just like that now, but the guy thought it might be the one I needed, so he went ahead and sent it to me. He packaged it beautifully, too. He did a great job on that.
You can tell he's a reseller.
Yeah, you can tell. But I was going to say, when we were talking about Roman Reigns, I forgot about it. It slipped my mind for some reason. Oh, but yeah. The other evening, my wife's sister stopped by, and wrestling was on TV because it's my house, and that's what happens here a lot.
Wow, and, you have a sister-in-law.
Yeah, so she was. I have several, but she was asking. She was asking if we watched WrestleMania, and she didn't even say WrestleMania. She's like, did y'all watch the Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes? And she's like, Roman Reigns, that's my guy. She loves Roman Reigns. I mean, she's not a big fan. Don't know that much about it, but she loves some Roman Reigns.
You know what? I should try that on my mom next time I head over there with Mary. I'll produce a. Well, actually, I know how to screencast her TV, so I'll put up a picture of him. I'll figure out a way to do it. I can't video her at the same time, but I want to get her reaction because I already know the reaction. She's going, "Ooh, I like him. She's got a hairy chest."
Sounds like my mama, man. She's got a hairy chest.
Women wanting a hairy chest.
I don't know. My mom also, she likes a guy with a hairy chest. She likes a mustache, and she likes a bald head on top with a ponytail in the back. So basically, her dream man is Kyle Blankenpetty. Or some weird sixth grade science teacher.
I was going to say a kung fu master.
The only dudes who look like that are science teachers and Kyle Petty.
I love your say Mr. Petty's first name again.
Kyle.
What does Batman wear? Hey.
Well, he wears a cape.
He wears Kyle.
Oh.
And I own three cows.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's fun.
Language. It is a good time.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know where to go from there. That about did me in.
Well, I mean, there's it's good to be watching it again. I want to say that you know, again, what's this, 2 out of 3 not falls, but podcasts we've talked about wrestling. It ain't always going to be like that. If we decide that we're going to dedicate, this is something we have talked about, if we're going to dedicate a arm of the podcast to wrestling, we would just come up with a totally different name for it. For those of you that, I don't want you to say, well, I ain't going to listen no more. All you do is talk about your damn wrestling.
Yeah, but we did promise the WrestleMania review. Yes. We didn't get to it, so then we talked about wrestling anyway for a whole episode.
That's right.
So same thing in the end.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. but we'll be back here soon with a brand new After Hours with the Rise Guys. Please subscribe, comment, and partake. But
and
not
listen.
While driving.
Listen to all of them.
Thank you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.